This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you're with us. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelp.com. On our homepage, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions through there by email. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, and I promise you I will get right back to you. Well, it's always a pleasure to have John Hinkle in studio. John is the owner of Online Trading Academy, been with us really ever since we started Haystack Help, and has just been a terrific partner for us, and more importantly, has helped thousands here in the Denver area. John also does our CBS television show when we did that with Haystack Help, but now just with CBS. But John's on just about every other Saturday around 7:55 in the morning. You can catch him and see him there on CBS. But John, thanks for coming in again.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Good to be here.
It's hard to believe we're, man, getting into that fall time of year.
Well, it's about time.
It is. All right, let's talk a little bit about Online Trading Academy. You know, and I was thinking today, you know, man, all the people I talk with now that we're getting over that 60 mark, a lot of people have different goals and resources and commitments. But here's one thing I like about Online Trading Academy. Whether you're an experienced trader or you feel like that for yourself or you're brand new, tell us why Online Trading Academy is the place for either category you may fit in.
You know, the truth is, for more than 20 years, we've been a leader in financial education, and we've got kind of a process that we teach people. Whether you've got a lot of experience or a little experience, we've got a process that we teach people, a step-by-step process that they can follow to really make the market start working for them. And we do this with a bricks and mortar campus. I always want to point out, people hear Online Trading Academy, they think, well, I'm going to learn online. No, we teach in a very traditional method. We think it's people learn best by being with an instructor that they can ask questions to, that can show them directly how to trade in the markets.
Yeah. Do a lot of your students have what most would term financial background?
You know, it really runs the gamut. We certainly have some that are fairly financially savvy. We have an awful lot of people, and you know, there's a chronic shortage of financial education out there. We have a lot of students that really have no, you know, complete novices to trading and investing, and we'll teach them from the ground up how to do that.
Okay. Now, most people find investing challenging. I mean, especially if they tried to do it on their own, and that's probably why they come to you. Why do most people find it so challenging?
I think the biggest thing, Scott, if you think about it, if you're like most people, you haven't had any education, haven't had any training. You know, schools don't teach you very much about this or anything.
Not at all.
And so you've maybe inherited a 401k or you have a financial advisor. You've never really had an opportunity to build the skills necessary to make the kind of money you're capable of.
Right. So when people come in, and we're going to talk about a class here in a minute that you're offering us, but when you first meet people for those first times, you say, hey, why'd you come? What are just some of the reasons you hear?
You know, there's a whole host of reasons. And in some cases, people have been kind of curious about the market for a while, maybe never known how to get started. And, you know, they maybe heard us on the radio and decided, hey, you know what, I'd like to find out a little bit more and see if this is something that might impact my life. We have a lot of folks that maybe they realize that they're not saving enough money to have the kind of retirement they envision, or maybe they've put their hopes and dreams on hold. You know, so many people I talk to, they have put their hopes and dreams on hold. Yeah. That might mean not taking a vacation they'd planned, not buying a new car, or maybe not having their kids go to the college that they'd wanted to. And they realize that by trading and investing in the markets, they can meet their goals. They can make them a reality.
John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. Check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Now, John, something that we've been promoting quite a while is your classes. And you have a half-day class, and you and I talked before the show, and you're kind enough to give us 15 passes for this. So Tell us a little bit about this half-day class.
It's a great class, Scott. Our students really love that class. They're gonna come away from that class knowing how the market really works, what makes it go up, why it drops. And we're going to show them a path that they can follow, a step-by-step process to really make the market work for them.
All right. So here's all you have to do. Call now, 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. And you're going to learn how to trade, invest, and I love these words, protect and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class, and you're going to learn firsthand on what we're talking about with investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Call now, 303-217-4511. Seating is limited. And this is at that beautiful Denver campus that John spoke of earlier. This is kind of in the Tamarack area off Hamden I-25. This is a $500 value. Once again, John is kind enough to waive that fee for us here at Haystack Help. So I hope you'll call now and reserve your spot, 303-217-4511. So, John, what scares people most about retirement? I mean, man, you know, it seems like, and I was talking with a guy the other day about this, when I was growing up, if, you know, a gentleman retired, seemed like 8, 9 years, 10 at the most, boy, they'd pass away. Now people are living 30, 25, 30 years past retirement. You better have a plan, right?
Well, if you're lucky, you live a long, long way past. Yeah. You know, we are living longer, and I think, you know, you know, every once in a while, I talked to a student the other day who's said to me, you know, I don't want to end up like my mom and dad, where they're really scrimping to get by on Social Security. They hadn't saved well enough, and now they're living a life of the, you know, a meager existence rather than thriving. And I think a lot of people are cognizant of that, and they, as they kind of age, they realize, hey, I better get ahead of the game. I've got to save more money. I haven't saved nearly enough. And most people dramatically underestimate the amount of money that they really need to live the way they want to live. I mean, sure, you could always move to a foreign country, I suppose, if you want to save money, or move in with the kids. That's certainly an option. For a lot of people that want to travel, they want to experience life. They have this vision of their golden years. They want to make that a reality. And our students realize that trading and investing could be part of that. It can help them get back on track, no matter where they are now.
All right. Again, I'm going to let you hear a couple of testimonials in just 1 minute, but I want to remind you about this half-day class. All you have to do is call. And, folks, this is a great offer. And when I say thousands, I'm telling you thousands of people have gone through this through Denver, and it is an awesome course. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511 and reserve your spot. So we're going to hear a couple of testimonials real quick from some folks from Online Trading Academy.
They have all of the support that you would ever need and all of the education and the knowledge, and you know, it's for a lifetime. You're signing up for a lifetime membership with OTA, and that's really what matters, I guess, to me, is that I can always go back to OTA and learn more, gain more knowledge, and become successful with that.
Absolutely, come here. I've met people that have read books, and they just have been like, oh, you're doing 4X? Okay, you want my books? And I'm like, no, I'm going to OTA. You should check it out because I feel like I've been taught the right way from the beginning.
It's like every time I've asked a question, people have been right there to answer. And I've taken a couple repeats, and I thought people were going to lose patience with me, and I have not found that to be true.
And that shows right there, John, one, the importance of good instructors, which we'll talk on here in a minute. But a few words I like there: support, education, and lifetime. You can't beat those three words in a testimonial.
Yeah. And we pride ourselves on the education that we offer our students. I mean, we've kind of tuned our education so that people can learn a variety of ways too, Scott. You know, we have certainly in-person classes where you can talk to the instructors and they can kind of very hands-on type of learning. We also offer online resources for students that maybe can't come in, and we have a help desk that helps students whether it's with certain computer issues or just you know, helping people who may not have as good a computer skills is a big part of it too.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this many times with you on the show. When we ask you what has changed since you were a trader many years ago. And you're talking about just being able to be anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
What freedom.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, I started, and I was, as you know, Scott, I was started, as maybe the audience doesn't know, I started
as a
professional trader on the trading floors in Chicago, trading for my own account. Back in 1987, which seems like just yesterday, but I know it was, is it 40 years ago?
Yeah, more than 40 years ago.
No, it can't be that far. 30 years ago.
30, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm getting older than I thought. But, you know, and it's amazing. Back in those days, you needed to be on the exchange floor to get the best prices. All trading took place on the exchange floor. Nowadays, it's completely different. Trading takes place electronically. That means all you need is an internet connection, and you can have the same access to prices that anybody on Wall Street has anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about patented methods, just to be clear, you're talking about so a student can learn exactly what we would say Wall Street and the big banks know.
Yeah, I mean, we've developed a patented method of teaching people, you know, how to trade and invest in the markets, and it's something we've been working on and improving. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit better every day, and we've been working on for 20 years, more than 20 years the Academy's been teaching people.
And really, Online Trading Academy is the world's leading financial educator.
Yeah, I don't know of another company that's got, you know, we've got campuses in 7 countries, more than 40 campuses, all over the planet, and you know, all English speaking countries,
sure.
Of course. But and it's something that we're really proud of. We've grown from a small trading floor in California to a worldwide leader in financial education.
Great. Once again, John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. Give him a call, 303-217-4511. Take advantage. This is a half day class. Once again, where you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods we were just speaking of. This is a $500 value, but John is kind enough to offer it for our Haystack Help listeners absolutely free. All you have to do is call. Seating is limited, so call now, 303-217-4511. So, John, when you get, you know, people go through this class and you get to visit with them a few minutes, what do they look at you and you kind of hear? Man, I had no idea of this. What are they surprised to learn?
Most of them are disappointed they didn't do it 10 years ago.
Exactly,
once they really understand how it works, you know, because the compounding factor of money. But I think most people are really shocked at they think they understand how the markets work, but they're really kind of surprised at how little they actually understand. Mm-hmm. And really, how straightforward it is at once we kind of lay it out there for them.
Sure. Now, let's talk about instructors here, and then we'll have to hit more in another segment with you. But what I loved about your testimonials with us too, people said, hey, I could ask questions. And you mentioned that earlier. You know, you can't do that if you're watching some video somewhere. So, I mean, asking questions and having those people right there and can get that individual time. Talk about the importance of the instructors.
Yeah, our instructors, first off, they're amazing teachers. They're great communicators. And they're all experienced traders, which I think is really important because our students really benefit from the fact that they have a lot of trading experience and they're able to share that with the students. Initially, you know, Scott, a lot of them started out like I did as professional traders. More recently, a lot of our successful students love the classroom experience. They love the way it impacted their lives, and were kind of drawn to teaching others.
Sure, and you know, several, I'm sure, came through just like, hey, heard of a half-day class.
Absolutely. I can't remember if it's 3 or 4. You know, we've got more than 130 instructors all across the world, but I think we've had 3 or 4 that have come actually started as students in the Denver campus.
That's great. Well, John, we appreciate this offer, and, man, thanks for all you're doing for everybody. Give them a call now. Look, most of us make a lot of different resolutions, and one of them is usually financial around the first of the year. How's that resolution worked out for you now that we are at this point in the year? If you need to make some changes, here's an easy one for you to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Come to a half-day class that Online Trading Academy is giving to you. This is something that could change your life. Again, learn how to trade, invest, protect, love that, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class. All you have to do is reserve your spot now. It's 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511, and their website, tradingacademy.com. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us. Stack Optical, and I put it this way, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. And they've been doing this a long time. Actually, Alan and I were talking before we came on air here. Just crossing over that 50-year mark now, 51 years. Wow.
Long time, and I've been there 41 of them.
I was 9 years. Well, I was 10 now. Now I had a birthday in May, so I was 10. And, you know, Al, I tell you, one thing, and I was just talking with somebody about this real quick. It seems that service, customer service, in most businesses today have just gone by the wayside. But you look at people that have survived 51 years, and you know what the answer is.
It's all about customer service and listening to the client.
Right.
And, so, and you know, solving their needs.
Sure. And, you know, I mean, not only you probably had the grandparents and the parents, and now their kids are coming. And, you know,
exactly.
And that's what when you know you're doing
it's
it the
so
right way.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, to have families who've been with us all those years.
Right. Their number, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. You can check them out at stackoptical.com. Located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver, right there at Monaco and Evans. And, man, you talk about convenient. And I always like to reflect back when you moved, and, man, you were like, oh, this is the worst thing ever going to be.
Oh,
you know, you were dying.
We were in that medical building for 49 years.
And, you know, it's always unsettling to move. Yeah. But, man, then you look and people can park, and, I mean, in about 15 steps, maybe,
right.
Depending on where they want to park, and free parking,
exactly.
They're inside your showroom.
Yeah, we didn't move that far from Cherry Creek, but what a difference in the parking and also a nice new shop and that
sure.
type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just look at outdoor activities, and we talk about different things on our Sportsman of Colorado show with shooting and all, but we can even address that here. I never really, before I met you, man, just wore a regular tent and didn't know what I was missing. And sometimes you don't until you put on some different tents and just see what the world is really supposed to look like when you're doing that activity.
You know, the most dramatic is back when I was hunting with my father would be being up, you know, we used to hunt around rifle in the flat tops and so forth. And wearing gray lenses, you know, I got the protection and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But with the brown lenses, you could actually see that deer hiding underneath that shadow next to the scrub brush, where you couldn't do that with a gray lens. So the brown lenses are really good for that definition. And same thing on the golf course. A brown lens works really well because you still get the sun protection, but it cuts through the shadows so you can still see what's in the shadows instead of just darkening the shadows.
Right.
And then on the other hand, if you're out in the ocean, that's really bright out mm-hmm. there. Well, a gray lens works the best,
right.
Polarized. So it really depends on what you're doing.
Sure. And before we know it, the white stuff's going to be falling again. And, well, you always talk about protecting your eyes while you're skiing.
Yeah, that is so important. You know, before, a lot of people wouldn't use the polarized for skiing because you wouldn't be able to see the reflection of the ice and so forth. But that's so, you don't get that as, it's more important to have that protection on the eyes.
Right.
You know. So, you know, on skiing, I like what they call it, a vermilion lens, mm-hmm. which is kind of a cross between a brown and a gray. It's kind of more of a darker pinkish color. That's good all around type
right.
of lens.
You know, glasses come in so many styles. I mean, do you like, for skiing, let's just take, do you like more of a goggle type deal where you put a lens in, or, you know?
Actually, we can do both.
Right.
You know, I can do the sports frames that have, instead of having the big full ski goggle, I can do more of a sports frame. It still gives you that kind of a webbing around the inside of the frame to give you a pretty good seal, but it's not as bulky as a ski goggle. But on the other hand, people really like those big ski goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I have an adapter that'll fit into most of those that I can put the prescription in.
Gotcha.
So I've got quite a few different ways to correct that issue.
Sure. Now, we get a lot of comments. I mean, I do personally, when people, you know, see me switch out my lenses. And let's first of all, let's explain the Stack Sport Pack, and then I'll get into my question.
Yeah, the Stack Sports Pack is a neat frame. It came out a few years ago. That the frame itself is all adjustable in the field. In other words, you can adjust behind the ears, you can adjust the nose pads. They're made out of a flexible material, so you can make them so they fit, you know, depending on what you're doing. The other cool thing about it is they made it with replaceable lenses. So I can make a pair of lenses for shooting, I can make a pair of lenses for driving, I can make a pair of lenses for golfing, and it takes seconds just to switch them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is a neat situation, especially for shooters. Like with mine, I have an upside down bifocal so that I can see my front sight, but the bottom part is distance. So what I can do is pinch in my nose pads, it brings it up so I can still use my scopes and not looking through that bifocal.
Gotcha.
Or I can open up those nose pads and drop it and be able to see my front sights.
And I like too, I don't know the technical term, just around the ears, those are a little flexible where you can bend them a little bit.
Exactly.
So
that's what's really cool. If you're really active,
you have to get in a hurry to go chase something.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to lose
down
them.
And you're not going to lose them.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan Stack is with us, stackoptical.com, 303-321-1578 is their number, 303-321-1578. And as I mentioned before, they moved this office, what, year and a half?
2 years
two
ago
years
in
ago.
July.
Okay, 2 years ago in July. Time flies. And a beautiful new showroom. And as I said, it's kind of been a parking lot. Kind of, there's a Safeway or King Supers right there.
No.
What's that grocery store?
No, there's not a grocery store.
Oh, I thought that, across
that's
the parking lot.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the old Kmart that's been closed forever.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they still haven't redeveloped
Right. But in Allen's parking lot, plenty of free parking, very close to the front door. So it is absolutely one of the most convenient places that you will ever shop. Also, $69 eye exam, and we always talk about that, Alan, because, boy, you're not going to get a better eye exam.
And it's not just for the prescription. Mm-hmm. It's for him to look at the eye, make sure there's nothing going on. If there is, we can refer it out and get it taken care of before it develops into something. That's what's so important.
Absolutely. So where I was going a minute ago, driving. A lot of people, including myself, I've noticed sometimes, man, that night driving, glare of other headlights and different things. And so I know some people that just say, I just don't drive at night anymore.
You know, a lot of people complain about that, and they come in, And they really didn't have that much of a prescription.
Gotcha.
But that's what was affecting their night driving. We give them that light correction. You put on an anti-reflective coating, and all of a sudden, oh, wow, I can drive at night. It was a simple little correction. Because a lot of this stuff in back of magazines with yellow lenses and that
kind of
stuff, it works for a few people because, you know, everybody perceives color differently. So for some folks, that does work. But most of the time that we find it, that they had a light astigmatic correction or a light correction, that we put that in the glasses, put an anti-reflective coating on it, voila, they can see better at night.
Right, yeah. Again, Alan Stack, Stack Optical. I hope you'll go by and see them. And look, there's a lot of places you can go for just about every service we want. But I promise you, this is the place that you're going to get the time spent with you, the right questions asked to make sure you get the right fit, the right glasses. And I know, because when my wife went there, she tried on everything, and Alan, that's when you, hey, you know, when you see her coming next time, just take about 3/4 of the frames away and go, here are your three choices, Victoria. Yeah. But no, you did. You took time with her, and man, she loves those. They look great on her. And, you know, it takes a little bit. And we've all been honest about this with those progressive lenses. Where
yeah. You've if you've never worn them before, it does take a little getting used
right.
to. But being instructed properly really makes a difference.
Sure.
You know, pointing your nose at what you look at and that type of thing. But we go over all that.
Now, we mentioned the on-site lab, kind of where you make everything, but another huge important thing where you help people get right out the door quickly with better glasses and is repairs.
Exactly. Yeah, no, especially if somebody has a plastic frame that's broken, chances are there isn't a glue out there that works well with plastic frames. Believe me, I've tried them. But what I do is I take those lenses and try to find a frame that's very close, and then I hand edge the lenses in there. Boom, they've got something. Now, if it's a metal frame, if it isn't made out of titanium, a lot of times I have a micro torch that I can weld them back together, but I need to see them. And if I can't, you know, again, I can take those lenses and fit them into another frame.
Sure. And that was another thing real quick is, you know, with Victoria, the ones she found, the lenses needed to be shaped a little bit different.
I do a lot of custom
shaping.
I have a CAD program.
It made all the difference in the world for her.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I can custom make anything.
Right. I promise you, this is a great company. Alan's a great guy. He'll take care of you. He takes customer service very seriously, and I hope you'll give him a call, 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And, hey, whether your outdoor activity is hunting, fishing, golf, riding your bike, a motorcycle, whatever, I promise you, go by and see the Stack Sports Pack. Let Alan explain that to you and show it to you. And, hey, maybe it's time for a good eye exam, $69. Just mentioned you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you taken care of. And we didn't really get into it, but contact lenses, all that. I mean,
oh, yeah. And make
if it
sure
has anything to do with optical, you got it.
Right. Make sure you check on Facebook, too. Facebook, Stack Optical on Facebook, because we put all of our latest frames.
And yeah. Kind of and you post some cool stuff there, too. Sometimes it's some old retro-looking things. And,
right.
Yeah,
that's
a great
back.
Deal. So follow them on Facebook. All right, Alan. Thanks so much, bud.
Thank you.
At Stack Optical, check them out. This is Haystack Help Radio.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Health Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley. Dr. Shane Stedman joins us today. Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. And looking forward to our topic today on blood sugar. And boy, interesting topic. After you told me that, I was talking with just a couple of people here. And first of all, it seems like a lot of people will say, oh, my blood sugar is doing this. Does that mask sometimes other issues? And it's really not their blood sugar, but they think it is?
Yeah, that's our world right there. That's always kind of the fascinating thing is that blood sugar can be a truly diet issue, you know, like just not eating what you're supposed to be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Blood sugar can also be elevated and caused by other things. So, for instance, there's actually an autoimmune condition that can cause blood sugar to go up. And also you can have inflammation or you can have stress that can also contribute to that. So yeah, blood sugar is a fascinating thing because it's not 100% always what you put in your mouth. And that, and people say that too. They're like, I'm eating so great, but my doctor doesn't believe me.
Well,
that usually means if you're eating great, there's you know, probably something else. And there's times when people think they're eating fantastic and they're definitely not. So back and forth.
Right. So is blood sugar the same term glucose? Do those two terms mean the same?
Yeah, absolutely. So glucose is our blood sugar. So when we're measuring how much glucose is in the system, we're kind of looking to see what your blood sugar is like. But yeah, those are definitely interchangeable terms.
Okay. So to get a beginning start at this, what is it when we say there's a healthy, you know, number everybody should be at? Is that for everybody, or is that just so individualized again of what everybody's normal blood sugar range should be?
No, my belief is that I think it's for everybody. You know, I think there's a point at which your brain and your body needs glucose, because glucose is your major fuel source when it comes to brain function. And then all of your mitochondria that are the powerhouse of your cells, they have to have some kind of like fuel. And so glucose is that fuel system, you know? So, you know, it's kind of like, I was trying to think of a great analogy, but you know, like you have fuel for, you know, anything, whether it be your lawnmower, you know, or a weed eater. So it's like, you know, all lawnmowers, they should have a certain amount of fuel. You know, certain cars, all those cars will have a certain amount of fuel to get up and go. You know, it's probably your gas mileage, you know, so it's kind of like saying should all, you know, Toyota Camrys, should they all have the same, you know, gas mileage? They probably all should, give or take a couple, you know. So I definitely believe that blood sugar, it's almost like our miles per gallon. So we all should have a pretty good miles per gallon. So depending on what you do in your activity, you know, we'll increase the amount of carbs or we can decrease the amount of carbs, but we should kind of maintain a pretty good value And what we look at in our office is traditionally 85 to 99. Now, if anybody's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, that's really, really small. We kind of look at it that way because it is your fuel. That's what keeps your brain going and your energy and allows, you know, some fuel while you're sleeping. So we kind of do look at it a little bit closer, but the traditional medical world is usually 65 to 99, and that's where they say that you should be. And this is a fasting number, mm-hmm. and we say fasting after 12 hours. You know, so if somebody has a glucometer, which measures glucose, if they have something that measures glucose at their house, then you would want to fast for 12 hours, which could be, you know, stop eating at 7, wake up at 7, and take your blood sugar. So it's usually that simple. But a 12-hour fast, in my world, I like to see 85 to 99. In the traditional medical world, it's 65 to 99.
Okay. Now, you mentioned checking that. Is that something that all of us should do, is having a little kid at home, and is the only way to do that is by pricking a finger?
You know, blood sugar is so cheap to run these days that most doctors will run glucose on mm-hmm. just about everybody. And you can ask your doctor anytime to run it. I think in my world at the cash rate, I think it might be $5.
Right.
You know, it's super cheap because it gets ran so frequently. It's really cool now, and they're coming out with this, and I'm actually seeing a lot of my colleagues actually using these to play around. I've seen a couple patients now doing it, but they actually have continuous glucose monitors that you actually put on your shoulder, and it sends the values to your iPhone, and you can constantly monitor your glucose, and you can see what it's doing throughout the day. Super amazing technology, but that's becoming pretty popular right now. You're starting to see it popping up. Like my friends on Facebook, they'll post their, you know, this little white dot on their shoulder, and they're getting some of their patients to do it so we can kind of see what our patient fluctuations are, because some people crash in the middle of the day, and then we can just pull up on their iPhone and find out if their blood sugar crashed.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool. Now, sometimes when we've had Jess on, your metabolic coordinator or nutritionist there, you know, she'll talk about doing these small meals throughout the day or small snacks, whatever the case term would be. Is the goal for that so it really keeps your blood sugar kind of stable throughout the day instead of like most of us with these ups and down crashes?
You know, absolutely. There's, you know, you're going to run, you know, people listening to the show will run into so many different theories on that, but really the goal when we initially see patients is we're trying to maintain, you know, some kind of stability in their blood sugar, because usually there's kind of a lot of yo-yos and roller coastering going on. So we'll have them do like small snacks just to keep that system stable while we're getting other systems working. Because anytime you're fighting blood sugar, if you know anybody who's a diabetic, you know, fighting blood sugar is maddening, because their mood will change, their energy changes, their brain changes. You know, so if somebody comes in and they're like, hey, I have anxiety, but their blood sugar is fluctuating, well, how am I trying to figure out if the anxiety is blood sugar or not? So we'll say, hey, I want you to eat small meals throughout the day, you know, that are healthy and fat and protein, stabilize that puppy, and I can find out, okay, is your anxiety due to blood sugar or something else?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that quite a bit, and then we'll start modifying it to, you know, maybe increasing, you know, their protein and some good fats for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, maybe doing a little snack in the mid-afternoon if they kind of tend to dip in their energy, and just say, okay, here's a good routine that's for you. You know, if people work out and run and, you know, do cycling and stuff like that, they'll probably have to eat more. And intuitively they will, because they're always hungry. You know, if somebody is inactive and not really doing much, then probably consuming, you know, 3,000 calories, and most of that's carb, is going to just build up in their sugar.
Absolutely. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617. So, and just maybe jumping ahead a little bit, as far as diabetics, and as you know, my sister was a diabetic, and so is that what the insulin, when people have to take shots, that insulin is helping really control their sugar levels?
Yeah, so naturally what happens in our pancreas is that when you have insulin in your pancreas is really helping to kind of keep that fuel source that we talked about earlier at a nice level. And so if you start losing some of the pancreatic function, or if your insulin levels start to drop, you don't have anything to counteract the sugar. So you kind of lose your regulation system that maintains it throughout the day. So then you'll start seeing the sugars pop really high. They can come down and crash. But you'll kind of over time in diabetics, you start to see it go up and up and up. And it's like as that function goes down in the pancreas, then that number starts to go up with the glucose because you're just losing your modulator.
Gotcha. Yeah,
so what then the docs will do is they'll say, hey, well, your pancreas isn't producing the insulin, so we'll give you some insulin. And then they try to find that nice dosage that, you know, you can either do it yourself or a lot of times now they have pumps. This pretty cool where technology has gone. You know, they have pumps and monitors that say, hey, your sugar just got, you know, a little too high. So this pump kind of acts like your pancreas, you know, kicks a little bit of insulin into your system, keeps it under a nice steady level. You don't feel the ups and downs and you can function throughout the day.
Gotcha. Now, I know when we talk about thyroid, we talk about hypo and hyperthyroidism. Is it the same terms used with blood sugar, hyper and hypo?
It should be. I think it would make life easier. a lot of people get like hypo. So hypo, you know, a lot of times they'll say hypoglycemia. So glycemic index, glycemia, those are all like glucose terms.
Right.
So when we talk about a food being a high glycemic index, it means it has a high sugar index. So hypoglycemia is too low blood sugar. They almost should say hyperglycemia, but they really don't. It's diabetes or insulin resistance.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, I think in a few weeks, you guys are going to be doing a seminar on this. So what do you kind of go through you guys are going to be doing a seminar on this for our listeners?
Yeah, so our goals are to go through and kind of discuss some of the things we're talking here and go through kind of this high and low blood sugar, go into diabetes. There's actually different types. There's four different types of diabetes. So actually touching on those different types. And we'll kind of do that over the course of the next couple of weeks. I thought that'd be cool to kind of use September and let's say, hey, let's make this kind of blood sugar month. Let's talk about blood sugar, you know, and then, you know, people can, you know, listen to the free webinar. I think the other thing that we might touch on, I was thinking about maybe having Dr. Maynard maybe touch on it too, or Jess, is, you know, looking at intermittent fasting. You know, that's a big thing that people are really asking about is like, what about intermittent fasting or ketogenic diets? Because now we get into ketones versus glucose for fuel. So now you see like keto bars and keto snacks and keto foods and keto recipes. But if you have intermittent fasting, you know, concepts, do you do a 1 day, a 6 hour, 16 hour, 14 hour, 12 hour? Like all these questions that people have, we thought it'd be cool to do a webinar and kind of talk about blood sugar.
Sure. So when people come in most of the time, do they come in and maybe just describe some of the symptoms they're feeling and then that gets you to the blood work and gets you to diagnosing this problem with blood sugar? Or do usually they come in for something totally different and you end up finding out from the blood results?
You know, usually a lot of times people, I think on the low blood sugar side, you know, a lot of people have these suspicions of low blood sugar. And this is what we hear all the time. You know, so people come in and say, my energy isn't great. My sleep isn't great. I constantly have to eat. If I don't eat, I get shaky and lightheaded. So I got to eat all the time. But I went to my doctor and my blood sugar was tested and they said, you're fine. You know, but they're like, I'm not fine. I'm shaky and I have to eat like every hour or I can't function. So it's kind of this big story that we hear on the low blood sugar side. And kind of what we see, it goes back to that number that I was throwing out, that a lot of times when, you know, we like the 85 to 99 number, but traditional medicine likes 65 to 99. So literally, I've actually ran blood work and seen people that, you know, 65 is the bottom number, they're 67. You know, so their doc's like, hey, you're within normal range. I'm like, well, two more points and you're going to be dizzy. You know, so we do see a lot of people that are sitting in that 60s and 70 range that feel like they constantly have to eat. If they don't eat, they get hangry and irritable and anxious and dizzy and blurred vision and brain fog and focus, which we're just describing fuel. You know,
sure,
when you
sure.
don't have your fuel, you can't function. And so they're like, I have to, basically they're saying, I have to provide fuel every hour for me to function throughout the day. There's got to be something wrong. And that's traditionally what we kind of see with all the people that have low blood sugar.
Right. 303-477-5600 is our number. If you've got any questions for Dr. Stedman, we'll take your call. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this topic of blood sugar. So, again, if you've got questions, give us a call. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
With rates going down, now is the time to stop paying all that unnecessary interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have shown hundreds of our clients how to pay less interest to the bank and own their home faster without changing their spending habits. Want to see how? Attend our next seminar, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. Call 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.com/events to attend the Memory Lane Museum with 10,000 square feet of classic cars, old-fashioned diner where we serve you dinner and ice cream sundaes. There's an Elvis Presley motorcycle, bumper cars, train sets, and much more. We offer loans from $100,000 to over $1 million. Same rate. Second homes, investment properties, or primary residence. Quit overpaying interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seat September 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Memory Lane Museum. Join us for dinner and more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. Dr. Shane Stedman is with us. Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Stedman is kind enough to offer Haystack Help listeners free consultation. So, hey, if you don't know what's wrong, this is the best place to find out. And if you've been suffering and just not feeling good, and you want to find out about your blood sugar, give them a call, 303-781-5617. So, Dr. Stedman, one thing I was reading here real quick, it talked about skipping breakfast. It says going without that morning meal can increase blood sugar after both lunch and dinner. And I think that's where a lot of people are confused because, man, you talk to a lot of different nutritionists or read different books. Everybody's got their own deal. So what's your standpoint on that breakfast meal every day? Should you have that breakfast meal?
I'm going to give two answers. I think that's a great question. I mean, we see a lot of people who don't eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. I also see a lot of people who, when they start eating breakfast, I mean, things get so much better. I personally, and I guess a little bit professionally, I really am a big advocate of eating breakfast. I think, you know, I think there's that notion of you're breaking the fast. You know, you've been fasting for, you know, 8 to 12, sometimes 14 hours, and I think it's good to break that fast. I think it's also great to start your body and say, here's some, you know, hey, here's some fuel, you know, to get through your day. you know, I was actually in an argument once with a patient a couple of years ago. She actually owns some dogs, you know, and so they used to race dogs back in the day. And so we were going back and forth because she would skip breakfast. And I was like, hey, would you, you know, not feed your dogs, you know, before the day? And she's like, oh, no, never. No, every morning we get up and we make sure our dogs are fed. I was like, well, what about you? And she's like, well, I'm different. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, it's like, even if you own a ranch, you know, you would get up and you would go and make sure the chickens are fed and the horses are fed. And you would make sure everybody was fed in the morning because they have to function. But yet we as humans don't. So I'm kind of a fan of breakfast. And there's kind of that notion of, you know, breakfast like a king, you know, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper, you know. And so you see a lot of people like skipping breakfast, but then they're like mowing down like whole pizzas at night. You know, it's like, well, that's now you just consumed a bunch of calories that you got to store to fat while you're sleeping. But, you know, so I'm kind of a fan. Now, my second answer to that is that this is where you do see people doing like intermittent fasting.
Right.
You know, so you sometimes go through that night and they'll do it. If you talk to some people, they say it's better to do intermittent fasting, you know, once, twice, or three times a week, maybe, because there are some really cool benefits to it. But I also don't think intermittent fasting is for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there are certain people that do well, and there are certain people that are not. I think if your blood sugar is not stable and you're on a roller coaster, I'm not sure if intermittent fasting is the best thing for that person. And this, to me, is why this is the beauty of having a really well-educated nutritionist in the office, because we can look at patient A and say, hey, you would be great with intermittent fasting. Patient B, you will not be. Or patient C, you have a modification, you'll have a mixture of something like this. You know, and every single person is different. But right. That's my answer. I'm actually more of a fan of eating breakfast.
Gotcha. Now, let's get in our remaining time here. Let's get into some of the symptoms and, you know, what you hear with the high glucose. And I guess, you know, just take that wherever you'd like.
You know, I think, you know, we talked about the low blood sugar and you know, with that, you tend to see kind of these major symptoms. And I'll recap because I think people tend to fall into one of these two. So with the low blood sugar, what you tend to see is people will have these mid-afternoon, mid-morning crashes. And they usually feel better when they eat something. So we're talking low blood sugar. So if everybody can kind of visualize one category to your left-hand side, this is people who have low blood sugar. So they tend to feel better when they eat. They'll have dips in the morning, dips in the afternoon. And then what we've kind of seen is people with low blood sugar actually have a hard time staying asleep through the night.
Hmm.
Now, if everybody visualizes the right side column, the right-hand column, these are people that have insulin resistance or diabetes. And what we tend to see with those people is they actually will crash after the meals because they tend to eat more kind of high-carb meals. So they get this blood sugar spike, and then they get this crash. So you tend to see people who fall asleep after meals or people who crave dessert after meals or some kind of coffee after meals. They tend to be your people that are more on the right side of the column, which is more like your diabetics. The other big kind of clue with that group is they have a hard time going to sleep. So we can almost start putting people in two different categories. The low can't stay asleep, yep. And the high blood sugar have a hard time going to sleep. And so if you met anybody, well, and you have like, and I have a family member with diabetes, they can flip through channels until midnight easily, you know? So often you kind of see that trend. People with diabetes tend to have way more inflammation. They have weight gain. You know, they're at risk. They have high cholesterol, high triglycerides. They actually tend to have more depression, where people with low blood sugar tend to have anxiety. So it's kind of cool in our office because you can literally take people and kind of throw them into these three categories. Do you have low symptoms, normal symptoms, like normal blood sugar symptoms, or diabetic symptoms? And people tend to fall pretty well. So it's kind of funny when people come in, they're like, I can't go to sleep. I have a hard time going to sleep. I crash after meals. My energy is so bad. I have weight gain. I can't seem to get it off. And you're like, oh, I think you just described the whole right side column.
You know,
That's kind of what happens. And so you go, oh, let's run your blood sugar. Oh, you're a little bit insulin resistant. So let's change up your diet. Let's get you exercise and stabilize your blood sugar. And then, you know, let's see if everything starts to kind of clear up. So it makes practice kind of fun, but that's traditionally with blood sugar, you kind of throw somebody into one of those three columns.
Sure. You know, it seems like once adults, we finally get into maybe taking care of ourselves, but then you look at all the issues with kids and child obesity and all the things going on today and all the energy drinks, and man, you can't go into a Starbucks that's around a school where it's not jammed with kids and all of them drinking all the drinks there at Starbucks and all. So my point is, should parents be a little bit more active in getting kids into getting, you know, blood sugar tested and stuff and trying to get them on a healthy path at a young age?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so great. It'd be so great because, you know, there's been times now over my career where I've actually had kids come in where the parents said, well, they can't function and they can't focus, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And they kind of go into all these symptoms, right? And then I'll talk to the teachers and, you know, teachers like, yeah, they seem to like, you know, really just, you know, they're so disruptive around like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm like, could that be a blood sugar issue? And they're like, oh, never thought of that, you know? And then you find out, then you ask the parents like, well, what'd you give them for breakfast? Well, they had the sugar cereal.
Yeah.
Milk. You know, and you're like, okay, so you just trash their blood sugar first thing in the morning. And then we're wondering why our kids are not focusing during school, but yet we'll label them with ADD. Okay, this is just not making a ton of sense. So I think it's always great to, you know, kids should have protein and some good fat first thing in the morning. You know, whether it be like some peanut butter or almond butter, you know, I mean, you can be creative with that still, but I think that actually will stabilize their blood sugar so they can function at school. You know, as adults, sure, it's crazy how we're like, oh, I got to eat something. I can't function. I can't focus or concentrate. But then you look at a kid and we don't think the same thing. We think, oh, they have ADD. So yeah, definitely. I think parents should like watch their kid's sugar and monitor it and have it checked and worked on as well.
Well, good deal. Well, Dr. Sevenin, we will pick this up next week. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right. 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. Give them a call for that free consultation now, and thank you for joining us today for Your Health Matters.
Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.